That's from the musical Godspell, which you can see this weekend at the Orpheum Theater. Good morning. It is 8:40, Galesburg's Morning News. Tom Meredith, Tyler Gumm, Nick Isher. Thanks for being with us here this morning. Yeah, the show coming up this Friday night, 7:30, Saturday night, 7:30, Sunday matinee, 2 o'clock at the Orpheum Theater. And joining us to talk more about it, a couple of the cast members. Well, somebody doing double duty, Aaron Glasnovich, who's the interim executive director of the Orpheum Theater, and a cast member. Aaron, good morning. How
good
are you today?
Good morning. I'm very well.
Good. Thanks for coming in with us this morning. And the gentleman playing the lead role, he is a Galesburg native, and he's moved on to a slightly larger community, living in New York City now. Playing the lead, Mike Axtell. Mike, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning. I'm doing well. How are you?
Good. Thanks for coming in with us here this morning. All right. Well, first off, and this show is presented by Mood of Hope Studios. Let's, Aaron, talk about that. And I know Kurt Killam does a great job with his shows. I know he does a big one each year and normally is able to do it at the Orpheum. Kind of talk about getting involved with Kurt and this show in particular.
Sure, yeah. Well, Kurt has been doing shows and he's been teaching voice lessons for many years around here. This is actually one of his first larger scale shows in a number of years. He used to do benefit concerts at the Orpheum, namely Titanic, Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat. That one's a mouthful. And a few others. And Kurt and I kind of got together more recently, and he was kind of itching to do something, and we kind of collaborated and brought in his company to put on this production. It's one that he did actually 12 years ago, so he's really familiar with it, and it really appeals to surprisingly a wide audience, and a lot of people know a lot of the songs from it. It was a really big hit back in the 70s, so it's kind of nice to have it kind of on the grand scale of the Orpheum in Galesburg here, and we're really excited to present it.
Yeah, it's really interesting because I was telling you guys my daughter had done some shows, and she actually took voice lessons with Kurt and did, you'll remember, he did a radio show
several years
ago. Uh-huh. And they did it, we saw it first, they did it up at Kurt's studio mm-hmm. across the street here, and that was really nice, it was cool, but then they did it in the Orpheum.
Yeah.
Wow, that way was it was something that, you know, what, you know, the big production value and everything, and a lot of, you know, of course, local players, and so yeah, this is a really great idea.
It's really interesting, and it's beautiful kind of how no matter where you do theater, whether it be a small venue or in a church basement or whatever, it's a wonderful thing, and it really kind of opens the door though when you put it on that beautiful 103 year old stage in that lovely venue at the Orpheum.
Well, Mike, I know you've probably gotten the opportunity to do theater and musicals and whatever in all kind of different venues at this point of your life, a Galesburg High graduate, 04. Talk about how you kind of got involved in theater and these type of things. And I'm guessing you probably were a student of Kurt's at some point too, weren't you?
That I was. I grew up in theater in Connecticut when I was a child, and then here in Galesburg when I was in high school. I studied with Kurt. I studied theater at Lawrence University in Appleton, Wisconsin. And then I actually just graduated from the New School for Drama in New York City, studying more theater. I'm doing stuff out there. But 12 years ago, as Aaron mentioned, Kurt put up Godspell, and I was playing Jesus in that. I was, I think, a freshman in college, maybe a sophomore. And the guy, Brian Taylor, who's playing Judas in this, also played it there. So I got involved in this project because I saw Kurt was posting open auditions, and I just made a nostalgic comment. I was like, the open auditions, anybody else feeling nostalgic? Yeah. It was a little tongue in cheek, but then he reached out. He was like, actually, I was like, oh, well, yeah. I mean, can you do it in 2 weeks? And he was like, yeah. So here we are.
Wow. Well, that's a great story. And so obviously there's some familiarity with the role. Talk about playing it as a college freshman and all the experiences you've had since then. Is it now a different character for you?
Yeah, very, very much so.
A more mature character in some way, I guess?
Yeah, well, I'm much closer to the actual age of the character, for starters. But yeah. the biggest thing for me is that when I played it 12 years ago, I had actually not studied theater in any formal capacity. I'd been doing it a lot, and I liked it. I knew that I wanted to study it, but I hadn't started my theater major in college. This was the summer before I began that. And so now I've got a couple of degrees and a lot more experience and training. So it's I hope it's more sophisticated, but I don't know. Come and see.
Right. And absolutely. Again, Friday night, 7:30, Saturday, 7:30, Sunday matinee at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, the Orpheum Theater, Godspell. Kurt Killam, of course, is directing, and Aaron and Mike both participating. Talk about, you talked about going to school, taking classes. For those of us who have no idea, I mean, we see people and we know who we think are good actors or not good actors, and a lot of them have methods, whatever. Some went to school, some didn't go to school, some just have some knack, some ability, some way to find a character. Going to school, what is it, what are maybe a couple things that you learn going to school that really help you in your career?
So,
or with the character even.
Yeah, the main things that you study in an acting program, you study vocal production and your voice, you study your physical movement. It's not just dance. There's like Alexander is the study of the way we move and how to use our bodies less to do more. It's a lot of kind of convoluted talk, but essentially what you're trying to drill down and get to is the ability to respond, in the moment authentically. It's funny, like a good actor, you're not watching act. If you're watching somebody act, you're seeing something false or pretend, and that's not really compelling. You want to see, you don't want to see artifice. You want to see truth. So that's kind of what all of the acting techniques are getting to. Like, how can you do something truthfully that isn't really happening?
So in other words, that person has become that character. That's who they are. They're not them playing a character.
You're experiencing those circumstances, okay. And you know, you have to find ways to experience, you know, joy and pain when you have no real stimulus for it other than your mind and the other people on the stage.
Is that more for theater, stage, or is it kind of the same thing coming across, whether it's television or film or theater or stage, kind of the same concept?
It's fundamentally the same concept. Uh-huh. It's just the scale. I've studied more stage than film, but I had one film director who said it really, really well. When you're studying stage, you know, the stage is the stage and your body is, you know, moving around it. When you're in film, your face is the stage. You got this little narrow window, right, and you have to have the actor still playing the entire stage, but it's just these like micro movements. It's just the tiny muscles in your face. And like, mm-hmm. I mean, that's hard. I'm not so good at that.
This is going to be a strange comparison. I'm not trying to run down acting with this, but this is, and somebody told me this, who is a big professional wrestling fan, and he actually went to school for it. And he said they were told day one, you're not playing to the camera. You're not playing to the people in the front row. You're playing to the people in the back row that can't see you. So your movements have to be over the top.
Sure.
Yes. Which maybe isn't quite, you don't have to be over the top, but I'm guessing at stage, as like you said, opposed to film or TV, there's more that people need to see.
It's
to connect.
It's bigger. Yeah. You have to have slightly bigger reactions, but still within that realm of truthfulness in order to do it, what I would say, to do it well. I'm not putting down WWE, but it's totally over the top showmanship, and like that's what makes it great. That's what makes it fun. But I think that wouldn't play quite as well in Godspell.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe that's next year for the Orpheum, a wrestling show on stage. How about that? No?
I'll consider anything, Tom. Won't turn anything away.
Mike Axtell playing the lead in Godspell this weekend at the Orpheum Theater, a production of Moon of Hope Studios. Aaron Glasnovich, the interim executive director of the Orpheum, will also be in the show. So, okay, how does this double duty work, because you're working
I live in the theater.
I was going to say, you're working, and Tim Holmes also was involved with the musical staging.
Yes.
So both of, why, how?
And my colleague Joey is also in it.
Yeah.
It's a family affair, truly.
I guess so. So you'll be out like taking tickets and then running out and
luckily,
participating in a number?
Luckily, we have a wonderful staff of volunteers that help for the pre-show and post-show. So, yeah, a lot going on, but it's definitely worth it. It's really nice to be able to. We're really fortunate at the Orpheum to have a staff of artistic people, which really helps us make wonderful things happen there and helps us kind of be intuitive about what is worth our time, what's worth everyone else's time, and what's worth the ticket price that we charge for what we bring in. So,
and let's talk about tickets. How can people get them? Orpheum box office, obviously, and the website as well.
Yep. The GaelsburgOrpheum.org is the website, GaelsburgOrpheum.org. And then we are open today and all the rest of the week through Friday from 10 to 5. And then we'll be open an hour before the show begins each day this weekend.
Hopefully there will be people that get turned away the first night because it's going to be so crowded.
Come on and try.
Yeah. And come back Saturday, come back Sunday. Godspell at the Orpheum Theater. Mike, talk a little bit about Kurt's vision for this musical and this time around. It's set in the early 70s, or the original was, has it kind of kept that same theme, or is it updated in some ways? Or?
No, it's...
Because I think it's kind of timeless the way the set is anyway.
Yeah, this one, this version of it is set pretty timelessly. Mm-hmm. It's kind of theater troupe-esque, you know, where we're just kind of getting in and making a thing happen, and, here come Jesus and Judas, and new to the group, but like... kind of making connections quick.
Yeah, it's really interesting because I think it's the concept is what Mike's saying is like a theater troupe, and it's fun to watch because it's a, I think even more than this is a biblical story, it's a story about a community and a group and a tribe, or you know, that everybody, hopefully everyone can experience, you know, having in their lives. And that's kind of, I think, what the theme is, and it's really the root of the entire show is that community and building those relationships with each other.
Is this one that, and Mike, you would know more, that, you know, was obviously a Broadway musical. They made it into a movie as well. Is this one that's continued? Has this been on Broadway, or has this one been gone and just it's local theaters that have been kind of doing this?
No, it was just revived in 2011.
Oh, okay.
I think. Mm-hmm. To pretty great success, mm-hmm. I think. I have some friends in that cast, and I love that album. So, it's still around, and we're kind of somewhere in the middle. That one has a lot more like contemporary driving rock, and you know, the '70s is a little more folky, and this is mm-hmm. kind of somewhere in the middle.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's really interesting. We were talking about this a little bit last week at that time, because in the early '70s, you had Godspell come out, you had Jesus Christ Superstar come out, and there was a little bit of controversy with some sects of people, like this rock music and this, but you know, it's. They were both great stories, though, and they were kind of telling similar stories in different ways.
Yeah. That's very true. I do think that the story is timeless, like Aaron was saying, and that's even the people that it ruffles feathers, like I think they've come to appreciate that it exposes stories that are important to them, which is why it ruffled the feathers in the first place, to a wider audience, to people that maybe don't know it as well, and it can still be kind of accessible and stick in your head.
I think in a lot of ways, maybe those two shows kind of created what you see more of nowadays, one, contemporary Christian music, and churches, even traditional churches, having contemporary services with a band, a full band, drums and guitars and bass and everything. And I think those, you know, were maybe a little bit of the impetus behind that. Mm-hmm. Well, that's okay. Playing Jesus. Well, is that, I mean, do you, I'm sure you don't, but is there any different approach or just each role that when you approach it that you're going to play, it's getting into that character? And is it different trying to get into the character, or is it just more the character in this story?
Well, I think the first time, 12 years ago, mm-hmm. I approached it very much like, oh, I have to play Jesus. And, you know, we're taught from a young age, if you go to church and if you are taught this, like, he's flawless. You know, he's beautiful and generous and kind and all of these things. But that's actually very hard to play on stage and also very uninteresting. Yeah. So what I'm trying this time is to focus on the fact that he was human, you know?
Right.
So finding the humanity, finding the moments where he doesn't quite understand why are you doing that? Like, and maybe getting a little frustrated or exasperated and like wrestling with the choice to go through, you know, not my will, but thy will be done. Like that is a really difficult thing for a human to do. And putting it on stage, having it be a little more human, I think is powerful. It has the potential to be really, really powerful. So that's what I'm trying with this one. It's hard to like talk about the character of Jesus, but you know,
yeah. Well, and that's an interesting concept. You talk about him. Yes, he was human, and then the whole free will thing on the other side, and him looking at, here's what I'm trying to do. Yeah, that would be a tough dynamic in your own mind. Yeah.
It's what makes the story extraordinary.
Yeah,
you know, if a human does that and comes through, then like we can all aspire to that because we're human. If it's fully divine and it was inevitable, then that's not as. Yeah. How do you relate to that? How does an audience relate to that?
Right.
I know it blurs the line, theater and church, and I'm not trying to be sacrilegious here, but
right. No, understand. No, I completely understand it. You know, that's what people have to understand, that this is a show. It's a musical and a very good one. Godspell this weekend at the Orpheum Theater, 7:30 Friday night, 7:30 Saturday night, Sunday matinee, 2:00 at the Orpheum Theater. Mike Axtell playing Jesus in Godspell. He's played it before. And fast forward a little bit, going to be on stage again. Aaron Glasnovich, also the interim executive director of the Orpheum Theater, also part of the cast. What's your role?
I play Aaron Glasnovich.
Why not?
It's not much of a stretch. Actually, the ensemble is full of about, there's Jesus and Judas, the main characters, and then the ensemble is a dozen people that are just, you know, self-named. And then it's an ensemble that kind of tells all of the parables and the stories and kind of just is part of this theater troupe. So we're all, you know, playing ourselves in a way, but kind of as part of this big troop of people.
Yeah, part of the community, as you said earlier.
Yes.
Well, Mike, let's talk. Galesburg High grad, you went to Lawrence University. Kind of talk about some of the things you've been doing since. You've just finished up school in New York. Plans to stay there and try to further your career there? Or
Yeah. I just finished school in New York, as you said. I'm singing with a professional octet of singers at a church on the Upper East Side. We sing there weekly. And I do a lot of audiobooks. You can find a lot of titles of mine on audible.com. Got four more coming up as soon as I get back to New York. And other than that, I'm auditioning for theater and film and trying to make my way into that. But
those extra side jobs, consider radio voiceover stuff too.
I enjoy the voiceover work, you know, hence the audiobook.
So as far as career wise, is there a preference? Obviously you've done a lot of stage, a lot of musicals, a lot of singing. Is there a preference? Is that, would you like, I mean, you have the opportunity, whatever Broadway show that you love, or on the other side, you have the opportunity to be the lead in this movie that's not a musical. Which way do you go? And the money's the same, which I know that wouldn't be the case. See, I'm trying to make it hard on you.
Yeah. I mean, the truth is, and this is probably why I haven't done more, is that I want to do it all. And nobody wants to hear that. They want a focus, like, this is my niche. Like, I'm going to go do that thing. And I'm like, oh, but I really like this thing too. Right. So I do a lot, and hopefully I can continue to do a lot. I really do want to get into film and television. But Broadway has been a dream of mine since I was very, very small. Yeah. So
it's
don't make me answer it.
I won't make you choose. We won't hold you to that.
Thank you.
But it seems like when you look at some of the more famous actors, whether it's television or movies, that once they hit it, then they go back to that love. A lot of them doing theater, whether it's a summer stock or Broadway or whatever the case may be, then they have that. They've got that in already.
Strategically, I probably should take the film, because then I can go do whatever show I want on Broadway.
Right. There you go.
Guess there's the answer.
Mike Axtell. So what's next? You finish up with Godspell. What's next for you?
Well, I've got four books I need to record in the next couple of months, and more auditions for those coming all the time. And we're about to enter audition season for theater and for Broadway. So
Aaron may need you back here at some point too for another show on Kurt, right?
You can take me with you to Broadway. That'd
be
great.
There you go. There's that too. All right. Mike Axtell, he's playing Jesus in Godspell this week at Orpheum Theater. Aaron Glasnovich as well, in the production, and, she'll be everywhere.
Everywhere.
Godspell, Friday night, 7:30, Saturday night, 7:30, Sunday matinee, 2:00. Again, go to the Orpheum's website. If you Google Orpheum Theater Galesburg, you'll find it. Go to the Orpheum box office. You can get your tickets there.
And one more thing, Tom. Yes. This show would not be possible if not for the sponsorship of Innkeeper's Coffee.
Oh my gosh.
So we really appreciate Innkeeper's supporting the arts. And these small businesses in Galesburg, are, as we all know, are so great, and they really support the arts. So we're so grateful to Innkeeper's for that.
And I've got to say, like, I think everybody knows what a treasure they have in Innkeeper's
Yeah.
But, like, I still order their coffee and have it shipped to Manhattan, because it's better than anything you can get anywhere. It's so good.
Yeah.
I've been there every day.
Sponsoring and keeping you awake. Right?
Exactly. Yeah. Thankfully. All right.
That's why they say the best stolen moment of your day.
Exactly.
Aaron, Mike, thank you so much. Best of luck with the show.
Thank you
so much.